How do you say more with less? It's a question for anyone who communicates regularly, which is to say all of us, but it's especially pertinent for journalists who often need to convey a lot of information in a limited space. It was also a founding question for Axios, the news website that specializes in brief but impactful storytelling. Now, the founders of Axios have written a book explaining their approach to reporting the news, an approach that could be useful in your own business and personal life as well. It's called Smart Brevity, and here's co-author Mike Allen to share some of the key insights.
I'm Mike Allen, a co-founder of Axios, which has the mission of making people smarter, faster, on the topics changing the world. I'm also a co-author of our first Axios book, Smart Brevity, The Power of Saying More with Less, which just hit 3 straight weeks on the Wall Street Journal business bestseller list. In the spirit of smart brevity, 5 takeaways from our book. 1, no one's reading most of what you write. I started in newspapers. I came up being paid by the word. The more that I wrote, the better chance of getting on the Metro front or the front page. If you wrote even more, you'd be on the Sunday front page. If you wrote even more than that, you might be nominated for a prize or win an award. But then when we moved to the digital world, when we started Politico and we started to see the data, we realized that even our moms weren't reading that, that the Washington Post, which has some of the best journalism in the world, people have like 20 seconds on the average piece of content. And so the insight of smart brevity was people are at best going to remember one thing you say. If you think of any podcast, any Zoom, any industry meeting, and the trade secret of smart brevity, the spoiler is figure out what that one thing is and just say it. Put it up top. 2, write like a human. So if I'm having chips and salsa with you, if I'm having breakfast with you, there are social cues that keep me from being boring, right? Like I don't use SAT words, what my grandma called $10 words. I don't tell you things you already know. I don't repeat myself because I want you to like me and I want you to have chips and salsa or breakfast with me again. But when we sit behind a keyboard, we do all those things, right? Like journalists in particular, trained writers even, and we tend to just like button up our collar. So like one of the things we tell our journalists to do is read your passage out loud, read your lead out loud, because right away you catch yourself if you're using those fancy words, or if your sentences are so long that you're going to choke when you're trying to read them, or if you're using a word no human would use. The other day, one of our reporters wrote something that said, heretofore, in it. I'm like, if you and I are having an Irish coffee, we are not going to say heretofore. 3, do the work for the audience. Think about who you want to reach and don't make them fish for your big ideas. Like in journalism, we were literally taught to hide our best stuff. Like they talked about gold coins, and if you had 6 good stats or anecdotes that you would sprinkle them through your narrative to keep people going. But people don't have time for that now, and people will not indulge that for most writing. 2 quick stories from our book, Smart Brevity. I talked to a teacher in Falls Church, Virginia, whose parents never seemed to pick up on what he was saying in his emails, that they would write back and ask him things that he'd already answered. He read my morning newsletter, Axios AM, and he saw that I identified the key points and separated them with bold and bullets. And he started doing that with his newsletter, with his emails to parents, and voila, all of a sudden, he stopped getting stupid questions. All of a sudden, the parents knew what he wanted them to focus on. And the secret is the takeaway that he took the time to think about what those 3 or 4 or 5 things were that he wanted them to know and spelled them out. It wasn't just that he had isolated them with bold and bullets, which helps because every eye tracking study we looked at for our book showed that when we see a glob, a block of text, we just skip it. 2, a minister, David Glade, Alexandria, Virginia. In a sermon, he boiled down the advice that he gave his kids to 5 words. Do the next right thing. Do the next right thing. And of course, it's good advice. But the takeaway for us in smart brevity is think of the thought that went into that. Think of all the studies and commentaries that he could have added onto it. But that's 5 years later, we're still talking about it. I still remember it. And that shows that he put in the thought on the front end. You don't just sit down and type that. So like I often tell people, don't type, first think. Final takeaway, just stop. So when we're asking for a raise, we dig ourselves deeper, right? Like if I was asking for a raise, I would say, here's what I've done, here's what I'm gonna do, and you should give me a raise. Instead, we're like, well, I know these are hard times. I know you have a lot on your desk. Just say what you want and stop and you'll be better off. Same thing with sales. I watch salespeople. They've got a good product. They actually are good. They have their prospect, but then they keep talking and they raise so many issues that finally the prospect says, okay, I'll think about it. When if they would have just stopped earlier, they would have walked away with an order. You can learn more at smartbrevity.com where we have more research and tips. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy our book, Smart Brevity. And now I'll take my own advice and just stop.
Thank you, Mike. That was 5 Big Ideas from Smart Brevity by Jim Vandehei, Mike Allen, and Roy Schwartz. While you're here in the app, you might also want to check out our book bite for The Paradox of Democracy, Free Speech, Open Media, and Perilous Persuasion. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.